From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Earlier today, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie reversed course and dropped his legal challenge against same-sex marriage, making New Jersey the 14th state to allow it and taking away fears that his challenge would overturn a court ruling.
On Friday, the state's highest court cleared the way for same-sex marriages to go forward. Couples scrambled to get licenses, and now that Christie has dropped his appeal, there are no more legal challenges on the horizon in New Jersey. Marcia Shapiro and Louise Walpin got married at 12:01 this morning. They were one of six couples in the Lambda legal case that went before the court, and they are with us now. And let's start with you, Marcia, your reaction to what Governor Christie did today.
Oh, my God, we are absolutely elated. It's finally over. New Jersey has marriage equality forever. We couldn't ask for anything more.
What about you, Louise? How are you feeling?
I feel the same way. It's one of the most exciting moments. I thought 12:01 was the most exciting moment of my life. Mm. Now we know there is no way anyone can erase what has happened. We know that generations to come, children will not have to worry. Children can grow up knowing that whoever they love, they can grow up, get married, and have a family. It makes the world a difference for us and for everyone in New Jersey.
For generations to follow.
Are you surprised that New Jersey is basically the last state in the Northeast to have same-sex marriage be legal?
Yes, actually, we were shocked. Initially, we were supposed to be the second state, but the legislature had some issues to work through, and that didn't happen. However, we have it now. And we're elated. We're ecstatic.
Now, this is not the first time that the two of you have been married in a way. You were married when it became legal in New York. You had a commitment ceremony in 1992. You had at least a couple of civil unions, right?
Right.
Yes,
Vermont and New Jersey.
We've been busy.
Well, tell us about the road that you have traveled on here.
We have tried every which way to get the legal recognition as well as the validation for our relationship, which is why we took every opportunity that we could when new legal paths came up. But it never quite met up with marriage. It was almost like, you know, a second water fountain. It was separate and unequal. This is the first time that we really feel like we have all the legal, that we're equal. We're equal to everyone else. We're equal in terms of our rights and responsibilities.
We've finally been afforded our pride, our dignity, and first-class citizenship in New Jersey. That means the world to us.
Well, what are the rights specifically that you will now have that you didn't have, say, when you were married in New York State and then came back into your state of New Jersey?
We will have all of the 1,000-plus federal benefits that are afforded to any married couples. We will have the recognition by people and understanding of the word marriage. People never understood what civil union meant. So hospitals would identify us as single, even though we offered them proof of our civil union status. This was always created much anxiety for us because we were afraid that we would either be separated if we were in a hospital or unable to make decision for each other. Now we know that can't happen.
Even when we went shopping yesterday for our dresses, we felt free to tell people we are getting married. And the response from each and every salesperson was so positive and so affirming. Mm. It was never that way when we used the term civil union.
Well, as you know, there are some people who are not happy about what has happened today in the state of New Jersey. I've seen quotes in the news about it. Are you feeling any of that? Have you heard any of that?
We've heard it more, not directly, but we've heard it more through the paper. We've heard it as plaintiffs, and we've heard it when we were involved legislatively. And our answer to that is really, you know, to focus on the positive. It's really to let people know we're just like everyone else. We love each other. We've been through all the trials and tribulations of any other marriage, including the fact that we lost our younger child. But our marriage has only grown stronger. We've been together for 24 years. We have a marriage.
It was fascinating. After 24 years, as Louise said, of being together and 21 years later following a religious ceremony, raising four children, being grandparents of one child and another grandchild on the way, we finally got engaged last week and then married today.
Who proposed to whom?
Actually, I was the first to propose to Louise. It was even on television. And then on Saturday, I was out campaigning for a candidate, and I came back, and Louise just, I was tired. I wanted to take a nap. And she said, no, you can't. Sit down, please. So I sat down, and she proceeded to put on one of our favorite songs and gave me a lovely, lovely greeting card. Very beautiful, very romantic. And I was just so happy. This meant everything to me. What I didn't know was to follow that was a gorgeous sapphire and diamond engagement ring. I almost fell off the bed.
What was the song?
This is corny, get ready. Groovy Kind of Love. Phil Collins version.
All right. Well, there you go. Marcia Shapiro and Louise Wolpin, who were among the first to get married in New Jersey at the stroke of midnight when same-sex marriages became legal by order of the courts. Thanks to both of you and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.